this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of September of 2025. Now, the Lyons Express from District 31S is typically quite lengthy, and I only have 58 minutes, so I usually cut out the things that have been repeated for more than 1 month, and I do not, of course, read all the applications and registration forms and stuff, so let's see how far we can get. Get ready for weeks of service. This is from Lions Clubs International. When Lions unite, we do wonderful things. The Weeks of Service initiative is a call to action for Lions and Leos around the world to serve three dedicated focus areas during three special weeks of service. Mental Health and Well-Being Week is October 4th through 12th. Hunger Week is January 3rd through 11th of 2026. And Environment Week will be April 18th to 26th of 2026. It's not too early to start thinking about how you can participate in the first week of service, mental health, and well-being. Here's some news about the 2026 District's 31N and S Midwinter Convention. The North Carolina Lions District's 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention will be held January 16th and 17th of 2026 at the Holiday Inn in Greenville, North Carolina. Lions from District 31N and 31S are invited to gather for the 2026 District N&S Midwinter Convention, a two-day celebration of service, leadership, fellowship, and fun. And fun is all in capitals here. This year's event features a powerful lineup of programming, including a carnival atmosphere on Friday evening, updates from the District Governor's Corner, highlights from our open house, and inspiring stories of Lions helping veterans. We're honored to welcome International Director David Woodworth as our featured speaker. He will provide an important update on Lions Clubs International and LCIF, host a town hall session, meet with club presidents, and serve as the keynote speaker at the District Governor's Banquet. Additional highlights include messages from the NCLF president, our new executive director, and a special farewell from our retired executive director. You'll also hear exciting news about the clinical eye research grant awarded to Miracle in Sight and get the latest from Camp Dogwood, including updates on KidSight and adult vision screenings. Early registration ends December 20th of 2025. Late registration closes January 7th of 2026. The hotel information as follows. The Holiday Inn at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina can be reached at 252-355-8300 to make your reservation by December 19th of 2025. The Lions room rate is $110 plus taxes for a queen or king bed. Call early to secure your room. Join us as we reflect, reconnect, and recommit to the mission of Lionism in North Carolina. We look forward to seeing you there. Here's an article by Lion John Lind. District 31S 2025 Officer Training Summary. Establishing a user ID and password to access the Lion Portal. First and foremost, to begin accessing the Lion Portal, you must, that's all capital letters, must, have your membership information entered into the Lion Portal by an authorized member of your Lions Club. If your membership information is not available through the Lion Portal, contact your Lions Club leadership to have it entered. If that is not an available option, contact Lions Clubs International at 630-571-5466 and select the Membership Operations Department and ask them about getting you registered. You must have your member number, Lions Club number, and contact information. Once your membership information has been entered, visit the LCI website located at www.lionsclubs.org/EN. Select Lion Portal, which is available option listed across the top of the webpage. You should be redirected to the Lion Portal. If you do not have a username and password to enter the portal, use the Don't Have an Account option to begin establishing a username and password. Enter your first name, last name, and email address. LCI will send a verification code to your email address. Enter that code to continue. At this time, you can create a username and password. If you forgot your password, use the Forgot Your Password option to begin resetting your password. Entering a service activity using the Lion Portal. Once you have entered the Lion Portal, you should see a welcome, your name, on the screen. In the dark banner across the top of the webpage, you will find options for home, membership, service, learn, reports and insights, shop, and more. These all have down pointers indicating that additional options are available. To enter service activities, select the down pointer next to the service option, and then select the My Activities option. This will direct you to a web page listing your Lions Club service activities for the previous 3 months. There is a down pointer where you can look at additional date ranges of information. On this web page, there is also a Create Service Activity option that you can select to enter a new service activity. Select this option. This will open a selection screen so you can select the specific area of your service activity. Once selected, a second screen will open, allowing you to enter a title for your service activity and an option to select the activity type. That would be donations, fundraiser, meeting, or service project. Select one of these types as appropriate. When you've completed entering your service activity, select Next. This will open a new web page that has the service activity number and details about the service activity. You can edit any activity that has a pencil icon next to the information to be edited. Important: edit the following information: start date and end date, the cause, project type, description, required metrics, optional metrics, and any additional details about the activity. Be sure to include funds raised or donated and upload any pictures for the activity. When all of the service activity information has been entered and checked, edit the Report Complete box. This will complete the service activity report. Thank you for submitting your service activity. Verifying service activities using the Lion Portal. Once you have entered the Lion Portal, select the down pointer next to Reports Insights to get a report of your club's service activities. From the drop-down list, select the KPI Metrics Reports option. On the next web page, there are several options available: Membership and Club Summary, LCI Donations, Service Activities. Select Service Activities. The web page that opens contains information about service projects from all of the constitutional area of Lions Clubs International. Note, MD-31 is part of Constitutional Area 1, as indicated by the line item U.S. and Affiliates. Before making any drill-down selections, make sure the date range is set for the months you are reporting on. Example, for the current administrative year, the from months should be July, and the from year should be set accordingly. The to month can be the current month, and the to year can be the current year. You have the option to adjust the time frame for whatever period of time you're reporting on. Once you have selected the time frame, you have the option to select the club type. If you have a Leo club, you can refine your reporting to have only Leo club information. In most cases, selecting a club type of both is a better option. Once you have completed the above option selections, press the View Report at the far right of the screen. This will refresh the Service Activities Drill Down Report. Once refreshed, you will notice that there is a plus sign next to the line item entitled U.S. and Affiliates, Bermuda and Bahamas. Select the plus sign to the left of the line item. This will open up a list of all the districts within Constitutional Area 1. District 31, in specific, is in that list. Select the plus sign to the left of District 31. This will open up a list of all the multiple districts within District 31. Select the plus sign to the left of the multiple district you want to report for. For District 31S, select the plus sign to the left of District 31S. This will open up a list of all the Lions Clubs with the multiple District 31S. The resulting list can be scrolled from top to bottom or side to side using the scroll bars at the right side or bottom of the page. There are specific categories of information being displayed, including club name, current club status, and state or country. Additional categories displayed are summaries of specific categories, percent of clubs reporting, service activities, and people served. If your club is listed as 0% in the percent of clubs reporting, you are either not reporting service activities or have not performed any service activities. You need to report all service activities. Additional columns of information on the right side of the web page are detailed breakouts of the service activities and include the following categories: administration, childhood cancer, diabetes, disaster relief, environment, humanitarian, hunger, vision, youth, and all other. These are specific service activity areas that contain the information entered for each of your club's service activities. If you choose to print this information, it is a lot of data and will take many sheets of paper to print. It may be better to save the information or simply capture the information specific to your needs. The Lions Portal Cheat Sheet and other Lions Portal documents are available on the District 31S website. Outer Banks Beach Food Pantry Food Drive. This is by Lion Bob Christensen. In July of 2025, First Flight Lions Club members sponsored the food drive at the local Food Lion in Killdevil Hills in conjunction with the North Carolina Lions VIP Fishing Tournament Board of Directors and the Outer Banks Beach Food Pantry. The purpose of the food drive was to support the Outer Banks Beach Food Pantry. Despite the triple-digit heat index, the community rallied and donated 1,484 pounds of food. In addition, $131 was collected in donations. Elizabeth Silverstone, executive director of the Beach Food Pantry, worked alongside the Lions. Together, they filled 27 banana boxes of both canned and dry goods. The poundage of food represents 1,237 meals, and the cash donations provide 131 meals. The OBX Food Pantry provided incentives to the community to donate by providing complimentary tickets to an Aaron Lewis concert at Roanoke Festival Park for those contributing more than 10 pounds or $10. The OBX Food Pantry also utilized social media to encourage community support. One family placed an online order to Food Lion, which then filled two shopping carts as their contribution to the food drive. The OBX Food Pantry reported that they believed this was one of the largest community food drives since they began serving the community in 1989. OBX Food Pantry is experiencing an increased demand in requests for food as more residents are experiencing economic hardship. At the same time, cuts in USDA food programs have limited the quantities of food received. Food Lion focuses on ending hunger through Food Lion feeds and graciously supports formal requests for food drives at their local stores. Your club can participate in a food drive to support your local food bank if you are organized as a nonprofit 501c3 entity. An application to solicit outside your local Food Lion is available online. Lions Clubs International has identified hunger as a pillar of service. the First Flight Lions Club, working with the North Carolina VIP Fishing Tournament Board of Directors, has identified the OBX Food Pantry as an organization needing support, and we hope to be able to continue working with them to reduce food insufficiency in our community. Federal Braille training grants eliminated. This is from Leader Dogs for the Blind, President and CEO Melissa Weiss. On September 5, 2025, the U.S. Department of Education eliminated all three national Braille training grants under the 235E demonstration program. This decision directly affects Leader Dog clients and the future of Braille literacy and the independence of people who are blind, deafblind, or low vision, including many individuals we serve. And without these programs, fewer professionals will be trained to teach Braille. Adults and children will lose access to essential literacy tools. The Braille literacy crisis will deepen across all age groups. How you can help? Please call your U.S. senators and urge them to take action. Key talking points you can use. Braille is literacy. Without it, people lose access to education, employment, and independence. This is not a budget issue. It's a policy decision that eliminates all federal Braille training programs. These programs had a strong track record of success and national impact. Every state benefits from the professionals trained through these grants. Let's stand together to protect Braille literacy and ensure accessible education remains a reality for our Leader Dog clients and the blind community. The NCLF is seeking administrative assistant. This is from the North Carolina Lions Foundation. Join the North Carolina Lions Foundation team as a full-time administrative assistant in Sherrills Ford, North Carolina. Are you a detail-oriented professional who thrives in a dynamic office environment? The North Carolina Lions Foundation, or NCLF, is seeking a dedicated administrative assistant to support our impactful programs, including Camp Dogwood and Brighter Visions campaign. This is a fantastic opportunity to contribute to the meaningful campaigns and work alongside passionate individuals. What you'll do? Keep our office running smoothly with organized filing and efficient systems, prepare campaign materials for Brighter Visions and Camp Dogwood kickoff, support our executive director with professional correspondence, coordinate board of directors meetings with agendas and packets, serve as the friendly first point of contact for program inquiries, maintain accurate records for donations, memorials, and program documentation, enter financial data and generate reports using Sage software, and collaborate with other departments and provide backup support when needed. What we're looking for: an associate's degree in accounting, business, or related fields, 3+ years of hands-on experience in administrative and financial operations, strong skills in Microsoft Office and accounting software, excellent communication and multitasking abilities, a team player with a proactive attitude, must possess a warm, outgoing personality and the ability to interact effectively with guests, including individuals with special needs. A commitment to hospitality, discretion, and attention to detail is essential. Why join us? At NCLF, you'll be part of a mission-driven team that makes a real difference in the lives of others. We offer a supportive work environment, opportunities to grow, and the chance to contribute to programs that change lives. To apply, please send your resume to nclfresumes@nclf.org. Save the date for Brave Little Steps. The North Carolina Lions Childhood Cancer Committees announced the Brave Little Steps Fun Run event to be held on Saturday, October 25th of 2025. Through the Brave Little Steps Fun Run, the Lions of North Carolina hope to increase awareness of childhood cancer and the devastating effect it has on families with children. Funds raised from the event will be used to augment a $20,000 grant from the Lions Club International Foundation to the James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital at East Carolina University Health Medical Center in Greenville, North Carolina. The grant will allow the hospital to add diversion equipment and software programs to various locations throughout the hospital to ensure all patients, regardless of their age, have something to distract them during procedures. From Biscuits to a Movement, Eliza Park and the Lions Spirit of Service. This is by Lion Paul J. Geigel. When I, Lion Paul G., first began this journey, it started humbly, with nothing more than a bag of biscuits and four hungry people gathered under an overpass in Raleigh. That simple act of compassion grew into weekly gatherings in the park, and from there into something much larger, a movement of hope, dignity, and restoration for our homeless neighbors. Before even being inducted into the Lions, I had already invested more than 2,100 volunteer hours and more than $17,000 of my own savings to serve this mission. Those efforts helped establish one of the first chartered encampments in Raleigh, a peer-led community that resembles its own small city government with structure, order, and shared responsibility. Today, that movement is known as the Eliza Park Homeless Initiative, a community service effort that brings together churches, civic groups, city and county partners, and now the Lions Club. Service at the core. The Lions' mission is to take an active interest in the civic, cultural, social, and moral welfare of the community. That is exactly what Eliza Park embodies. Week by week, volunteers gather to share meals, offer support, and bring the presence of love to those who often feel forgotten. Together, we are tackling some of the very core objectives of Lionism as follows. Hunger. Hot meals, groceries, and supplies are served directly to those in need. Environment. Through our Roots work program, we've removed tens of thousands of pounds of trash from encampments and parks, making Raleigh cleaner and greener. Disaster relief. Our structured encampment model creates stability in crisis, providing safety and dignity for families and individuals. Volunteers. Lions and community members stand side by side in service, proving the power of collective compassion. Homeless outreach. We are pioneering peer-led, city-recognized solutions for housing, recovery, and reintegration. Lions in Action. As public relations representatives, we Lions are actively working with the City of Raleigh and Wake County to show how grassroots efforts can create lasting impact. Eliza Park is more than a meal or a cleanup project. It's a model of community transformation. We are proud to be working alongside Lion Michael Hall and the NC Lions Veterans Initiative, expanding our outreach to include those who have served our nation. With veterans and camp staff leading the way, we are working to ensure that camp members have a better quality of life through resources like generators, stable infrastructure, and support from community investors. In every tent platform built, every workday completed, and every family served, we see the Lions' motto in action: We serve. A growing legacy. From biscuits under an overpass to a city-recognized initiative, Eliza Park has become a bridge between the unhoused and the larger community. With the Lions Club's partnership and commitment to hunger relief, environmental stewardship, disaster response, and volunteerism, this initiative is poised to expand even further. This is the spirit of Lionism: ordinary people creating extraordinary change by serving together. We are Lions. We are Eliza Park, and together we serve. Here's news from the Apex Lions Club. This is by Lion John Lind. A Clearer Future: How Lions Help Children See. At our September 4th, 2025 meeting, The Apex Lions Club International, I'm sorry, the Apex Lions Club welcomed Lion Danny Hall from the Zebulon Lions Club. A member since 1995, Lion Danny serves as the KidSight USA District 31S Eye Screening Chair and the Vision and Hearing Mobile Screening Unit Coordinator. His presentation reminded us just how powerful early vision screenings can be in shaping a child's future. Lion Danny explained that KidSight is a Lions Club's international program that uses advanced cameras to quickly detect vision problems in children as young as 6 months old. In just a few seconds, screenings can uncover common issues like nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism, as well as neurological conditions such as amblyopia, often called lazy eye. These problems are not always obvious to parents or teachers, but if detected early, they can usually be corrected before causing lasting harm. Hearing Lion Danny share the statewide numbers was impressive. Last year, North Carolina Lions screened nearly 47,000 children, and more than 7,000 of them were referred to follow-up care. Here in District 31S, screenings have already increased more than 200% this year compared to last year. Even more encouraging, referrals in our district have dropped from 21% to 12%, proof that more children are getting the help they need. At the Apex Lions Club, this is not just theory, it is our mission in action. For nearly 10 years, our club has owned and operated our own vision screening camera. We have used it at public events such as Apex Peak Fest, Apex Night Out, Touch a Truck, and in local churches, preschools, and private schools. Everywhere we go, parents and school nurses are surprised by how fast and easy the process is, and many are relieved to catch issues that they would never have noticed otherwise. Lion Danny closed his presentation with a reminder that none of this happens without volunteers. Every screening requires trained Lions to step up and help. Training is available and simple to complete, but it takes caring people to keep the program going and growing. That is where you come in. If you want to make a difference for children in Apex and help protect their vision for years to come, we invite you to join us. The Apex Lions Club is proud to be part of this life-changing work, and with more hands, we can reach more families. After Danny was finished, we recall how we learned the impact our camera could have the very first time we ever used it. It was in October one year when we offered screenings at an Apex Night Out event in the Target parking lot. A lady with twin girls walked by, and we invited her to have screenings done. The girls had recently seen the eye doctor, so she declined at first. However, after telling her about our brand new camera, she decided to have the girls screened. Each of them were referred, so we printed out the reports and recommended she go back to the doctor for a second opinion, taking the reports as well. The following March, at our fish fry, she came back and told us that the doctor did find issues and both girls had glasses now. They were going to be fine, and it was all because we convinced her to get them screened. We knew right then that our investment had paid off. We often don't get to hear how our service actually impacts people, but this was one of those special cases. It makes me proud to be a Lion. We love doing these vision screenings, so if your school or organization would like us to perform screenings, please contact us to schedule a visit. This is a completely free service we provide as Lions, proving once again that we serve. From track to community impact. On September 4th, 2025, the Apex Lions Club had the privilege of presenting a check to Coach Giles and Coach Cooper at Apex High School. This donation represents the proceeds from the Apex High School Relays held last April, an event that brought together athletes, families, and community members for a day of competition and connection. The relays are more than a sporting event. They showcase the talent and dedication of our students while also providing a way for the community to rally behind them. By supporting the Apex High School track program, the Lions Club is helping students build confidence, teamwork, and leadership skills that will benefit them both on and off the field. As a club, we have a long history of investing in the Apex community, from vision care, eye exams, and eyeglasses, to partnerships with local organizations. Supporting our schools like this is one more way we demonstrate the Lions motto, "We serve." Every fundraiser and every hour of volunteer time goes directly into making Apex a stronger and healthier place to live. Moments like these highlight the impact that service organizations can have when people work together. But the need is always greater than the number of hands available. If you have ever wondered how you could give back to your community in a meaningful way, we invite you to join us. The Apex Lions Club has been serving since 1937, and with your help, we can continue to support our schools, provide vision care, and meet many other community needs. Staying Happy and at Home, a look at in-home care. This is by Brianna Roach. Oops, sorry. She's highlighting a woman named Brianna Roach. The Apex Lions Club welcomed the owner of Assisting Hands in Cary, Brianna Roach, to be the guest speaker at our September 18th, 2025 meeting. Brianna showed how her organization provides in-home support for people who need a little extra help to continue living safely and comfortably in their own homes. Assisting Hands is a home care provider that specializes in non-medical support for people of all ages. Their services are designed to give clients both independence and peace of mind. This often means seniors and elderly residents can stay in their own homes longer than they might otherwise be able to do. The service is flexible and personal, whether someone needs assistance recovering from surgery, living with a chronic illness, or just companionship. Caregivers can help with many daily needs, such as medication reminders, nutrition, mobility, or even simple but important tasks like checking the mail. Brianna explained that Assisting Hands takes the time to match clients with the right caregiver to build trust and comfort. Their caregivers are certified, insured, and have years of experience. For families, these services bring relief and assurance. Knowing that a loved one is being cared for with compassion and dignity provides peace of mind. The ability to arrange care by the hour, week, or longer makes the program adaptable to changing needs. Funding options include private payment, long-term care insurance, Veterans Affairs benefits, Medicare, and Medicaid. Our club members asked Brianna many questions, and the conversation showed how valuable these kinds of services can be to people in our community. The Apex Lions Club is proud to bring speakers like Brianna to share knowledge that may benefit residents of Apex. Our mission is to serve our community, especially the visually impaired, but also to connect people with resources that improve quality of life. If you or someone you love might benefit from services like those offered by Assisting Hands, you can learn more at their website. And there's no text on that website. PMA All Day, Diabetes Family Connection Inspires Apex Lions. At our August 21st, 2025 meeting, the Apex Lions Club had the pleasure of hosting Tara Wilder, Development Manager for the Diabetes Family Connection. Tara is not only a North Carolina native, but also a longtime Apex resident who has lived here since 2001. Her passion for helping families impacted by type 1 diabetes was clear from the very beginning of her presentation. Tara's family has a personal connection with type 1 diabetes. Her son has been a T1D warrior since 2010, and her cousin Justin was diagnosed at age 7. This journey led her to the Diabetes Family Connection, a nonprofit whose mission is to positively transform the lives of people living with type 1 diabetes through education, recreation, and most importantly, community. Understanding diabetes and clearing up misconceptions. Tara walked us through the differences between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 is an autoimmune disease where the pancreas no longer produces insulin. It is not caused by diet and cannot be cured. Type 2 is a metabolic disease often linked to insulin resistance that can be managed or even reversed through treatment, proper diet, and other lifestyle changes. She also debunked common myths, such as the misconception that diabetes only affects children, that it is caused by eating too much sugar, or that people with diabetes can never eat sweets. Her message was clear. Managing diabetes is far more complex, requiring medical care, education, and support. Camps that change lives. The Diabetes Family Connection programs are designed to give children and families impacted by type 1 diabetes a sense of belonging. Their largest program, Camp Morris, takes place in King, North Carolina, and serves students from third grade through high school. With the support of endocrinologists, physicians, nurses, and more than 125 volunteers, campers can experience all the joys of summer camp, such as swimming, games, and friendship, without the constant worries of diabetes management. DFC also offers teen retreats, family retreats, and camp-to-community programs, bringing the camp experience to underserved areas. Tara's enthusiasm and description of this camp reminded many of us of the spirit behind our own Camp Dogwood for the Blind, which also provides safe and empowering experiences for blind and visually impaired individuals. A call to action. Tara's presentation was more than informative. It was inspiring. She encouraged us to consider partnering with the Diabetes Family Connection, just as other Lions Clubs have done. And since she is an Apex resident, we also invited her to consider joining our club to share her expertise and passion for service. Her motto, PMA All Day, which means positive mental attitude, fits perfectly with our Lions spirit of service, optimism, and community. Why this matters for Apex? The Apex Lions Club exists to serve the people of our town, whether it is through providing eye screenings, collecting glasses, or supporting organizations like the Diabetes Family Connection. Our goal is to improve lives and build a stronger community. By connecting with groups like the DFC, we can extend our impact to families right here in Apex who may be walking the difficult path of diabetes. Feel free to contact Tara Wilder at Tara, and that's spelled T-A-R-A, at thedfc.org, or visit their website at www.thedfc.org. Chat with the Chiefs. What happens when you put Apex's new police chief, his deputy, and a room full of curious lions in the same place? You get an evening of laughter, stories, and some surprisingly deep conversation about life in law enforcement and life in Apex. From California and Colorado to our own backyard, Chief Ryan Johansson and Deputy Chief Trevor Matarasso shared how they got here, what drives them, and why Chat with the Chiefs might be the best way to really connect with your police department. The Apex Lions Club had the pleasure of hosting two very special guests at our August 7th, 2025 meeting. Both Chief Johansson and Deputy Chief Matarasso joined us for an introductory meeting and conversation. Between the two of them, they bring more than 50 years of law enforcement experience to our town, and we were eager to hear their stories. Actually, it wasn't Chief Ryan's first time with us. He reminded us that his real introduction to the Apex Lions was back in April at our fish fry, and that meal clearly made an impression. But this evening wasn't about fried fish. It was about conversation. That's exactly how Ryan and Trevor prefer to connect with the community. Rather than holding big, crowded town hall meetings where a few voices tend to dominate, they favor what they call Chat with the Chiefs sessions, which are smaller gatherings where everyone gets a chance to ask questions and really talk. Ryan's path to Apex started a long way from here. Born and raised in California, he began his career patrolling some of the toughest neighborhoods in San Diego before eventually becoming chief in San Bruno. However, California, as he put it, had changed dramatically over his lifetime, and when the recruiter for Apex called, he asked what the town's greatest need was. The answer, we need a chief who will love on the cops. That sealed it for him. Ryan says he's here to fight for his officers, and his philosophy is simple. Police officers are exceptional people, but when they stumble, as every human being does, it's often because the weight of the job has worn them down. The trauma they face on a monthly basis might be more than most of us encounter in a lifetime. Giving them space to exercise, eat well, and seek quality counseling isn't a luxury. It's necessary for them to live healthy, more normal lives, which in turn benefits the whole community. Trevor's story begins in Colorado, where he spent 18 years on the SWAT team. Like Ryan, he's watched his home state change, and he was ready for a new chapter. That surprising spark that led him here was a Nicholas Sparks novel, Every Breath, set in Sunset Beach, North Carolina. It made him curious enough to visit, and soon enough, Apex became home. He speaks warmly about the dedication of our police officers and the chance to serve alongside them. Our conversation that night was a wide range, at times serious and also quite lighthearted. We joked about the friendly rivalry with the fire department and teased that Apex might feel like Mayberry compared to where they'd worked before. We also dug into thoughtful discussions on how the police work different in North Carolina as compared to both California and Colorado. Some of the comparisons were surprising, and all of them made us appreciate the unique approach our department is taking under new leadership. When the evening wrapped up, we presented each of them with an Apex Lions coffee mug, which is just a small token of our appreciation and something for them to remember us by. It felt good to walk away knowing our town's police force is in the hands of leaders who genuinely care, not just about keeping us safe, but about the people who put on the uniform every day. If you haven't already, take a moment to read Chief Johansson's own words in his message from the chief on the Town of Apex website. And if you ever get to attend a Chat with the Chiefs event, please go. Bring your questions, bring your curiosity, and get to know the people who protect our community. At the Apex Lions Club, we love moments like this. They remind us why we serve, why we stay connected, and why we welcome anyone in Apex who wants to be part of building a stronger, more caring community. Please consider joining us at an upcoming meeting to learn more about us and join our cause. Building leaders in the field. The Lions' mission at Outlanders. This is from Lions Paul Geigel and Mike Hall of the Wendell Lions Club. The Raleigh Lions' partnership with the Outlanders' structured encampment continues to grow, not only in supplies and infrastructure, but in spirit, leadership, and community pride. What began as a small outreach has become a living model of compassion in action, restoring dignity to those rebuilding their lives at the Eliza Park Homeless Initiative. The Lions' mission at Outlanders is a missionary project transforming lives in South Raleigh. Building the troops from the inside out. Many Outlanders came to Eliza Park after losing employment and housing due to economic hardship, mental health struggles, or substance-related challenges. Through faith, structure, and purpose, lives are being rebuilt one step at a time. Each cleanup, construction effort, and shared meal serves as a leadership exercise, teaching discipline, accountability, and teamwork. Under the guidance of Wendell Lions Club members Paul Geigel and Mike Hall, residents are developing self-esteem, leadership, and readiness to re-enter society and the workforce. The Lions' hands-on mentorship, proves that faith, structure, and service can restore both dignity and direction. Camp improvements and daily operations. Lions Club efforts continue to improve daily living conditions and morale. Installation of lights and generators for safety and nighttime activity, expanded trash removal and environmental cleanup with hopes for city sanitation support, tent repairs and wooden deck bases to protect residents from rain and cold, clothing drives and donated gear ensuring proper seasonal protection. Each act of service lifts spirits and strengthens community responsibility, turning hardship into hope. Sunday food and faith outreach. Every Sunday, residents and volunteers share a hot meal and a time of worship at Eliza Park. What started as a small circle of prayer has grown into a weekly tradition of fellowship, song, and encouragement. These gatherings remind us that true transformation is not only physical, but spiritual, and that faith remains the heartbeat of the Outlanders movement. Partnerships and collaborative efforts. Partnerships with Councilwoman Christina Jones, environmental scientist Madison Haley, and organizations such as Oak City Cares continue to strengthen the initiative's foundation. Together, civic, environmental, and faith-based partners are building a sustainable model that combines restoration of land, health, and human potential. A mission of service and sacrifice. No effort can erase the difficulty of year-round tent living, but with discipline, faith, and teamwork, progress is evident. Many residents now show renewed confidence, sobriety, and purpose. Ultimately, it is each individual's willingness to grow, with help, that determines the difference between continual homelessness and restored independence. Through service and sacrifice, the Lions and Outlanders are proving that community truly is the cure. How you can help. The Outlanders and Rally Lions invite support from private citizens, faith groups, and government partners to continue this vital mission. Donations needed include food and bottled water, winter clothing, gloves, boots, and coats, work gear and tools, lumber, tents, tarps and construction materials, generators, batteries, and hygiene supplies. Every donation fuels transformation, helping our brothers and sisters in need move from survival to stability, from tents to true belonging. The Lions of Raleigh are proud to stand beside the Outlanders as we build not just shelters, but leaders, pride, and a renewed sense of purpose. Here is an announcement for an NCLF boat for sale. NCLF has an 18-foot, 6-inch, 2003 Sea Ray 185 bow rider for sale. Looking for the perfect boat to enjoy sunny days on the lake or river? Whether it's tubing, cruising, or relaxing in with family and friends, this 2003 Sea Ray 185 bow rider is ready to hit the water. Sleek design with reliable performance, ideal for leisure, water sports, and weekend getaways. The asking price is $15,000. The boat has clean lines, a roomy interior, and is in well-maintained condition. The boat is located at Camp Dogwood in Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, and is available for in-person viewing. Come check it out. This boat was generously donated to our foundation. Proceeds from the sale will directly support our charitable mission. Your purchase helps make a meaningful difference. Interested? Reach out today to schedule a viewing or ask questions. Call 828-478-2135. Any help spreading the word is greatly appreciated. NCLF hosts first ever open house at Camp Dogwood. On September 7th, the North Carolina Lions Foundation proudly hosted its first open house at Camp Dogwood, marking a new tradition of community engagement and celebration. The event was a resounding success, drawing in Lions from across the state, some visiting Camp Dogwood for the very first time, as well as members of the local community. Guests were welcomed with guided tours of the campgrounds, opportunities to learn more about NCLF's mission, and a chance to see firsthand the impact of programs like Brighter Visions and the Camp Dogwood Raffle. The atmosphere was filled with excitement, curiosity, and heartfelt conversations about the future of the foundation. This open house was a wonderful way to connect with our supporters and showcase the heart of what we do, said Carly Metz, executive director. It was inspiring to see new faces experiencing Camp Dogwood and to hear their enthusiasm for our work. The event also served as a platform to share updates and gather ideas for future initiatives. With such positive feedback, the open house will now become an annual tradition, and planning is already underway to make next year's event even bigger and better. Thank you to everyone who attended and helped make this day so special. We look forward to welcoming even more guests next year as we continue to grow and serve together. Miracles in Sight receives $50,000 grant from NC Lions Foundation to assist with the research. This is Dateline Clemens, North Carolina, September 24th of 2025. Miracles in Sight, or MIS, recently received a $50,000 grant from the North Carolina Lions Foundation to fund the purchase of 2 ophthalmic instruments to assist the nonprofit with research. The grant is made possible by additional support from the A.J. Fletcher Foundation and matched by Lions Clubs International Foundation. As one of the largest nonprofit eye banks in the world, MIS specializes in the preparation, preservation, and distribution of donated ocular tissue. In close collaboration with ophthalmologists and researchers, MIS ensures timely and secure transport of this tissue, helping patients regain sight through life-changing corneal transplants and groundbreaking research. And this new and innovative equipment is critical in the ever-changing research needs for preserving this pivotal tissue for successful corneal transplantation, said Ingrid Schunder, president and CEO of MIS. This new state-of-the-art equipment will allow MIS to continue its missions of offering a wide range of services, including research and collaboration with innovation partners to advance corneal transplant procedures. An SL-D4 slit lamp is a digital-ready ophthalmic diagnostic device that serves as a conventional biomicroscope and a digital imaging platform. The slit lamp can be used as a standard examination instrument or connected to a digital camera to create a comprehensive digital imaging system. MIS will use the slit lamp for various research projects involving tissue analysis. So the funding received will be used to purchase an SLD4 digital slit lamp for tissue evaluation and research and a MORIA microkeratome system. The equipment will be used for enhanced imaging capabilities for tissue analysis, digital imaging and data integration, and training and skills development, aligning with the organization's continued research goals. At MIS, the Moira Evolution 3E technology will play an important role in clinical application and research initiatives. The device allows for the study and improvement of corneal tissue preparation techniques, which can lead to improved outcomes in transplantation and broader advancements in ophthalmic care. The North Carolina Lions Foundation collaborated with private and public donors, including the A.J. Fletcher Foundation, to raise $25,000, which was matched by a $25,000 grant from the Lions Clubs International Foundation. Eye research has taken a dramatic turn over the years, and NC Lions Club members and Lions Club International Foundation are excited about the possibilities that can be discovered through the use of cutting-edge equipment used at Miracles in Sight, said Carlton Metz, executive director for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. 2 of our North Carolina Lions members come to mind after successful cornea transplants, one less than a year ago and the other back in the 90s. Lions have been involved with many research programs, but this one with MIS feels like helping a family member. Here are some upcoming events. Brave Little Steps, Run for Childhood Cancer. Save the date, Saturday, October 25th. It's going to be in Greenville, North Carolina. Help is needed from Lions Clubs to cheer on the runners and help with the run. To save money on rentals, we're asking clubs to supply their own tables and chairs for Lions to hand out treats to runners and kids. Runners might need energy bars, potato chips, etc., and kids, Halloween candy treats would be good. Bring information about your club, a great place to market your club and find new members. We're working on details such as runtime, final route, table location, etc. For more information, contact one of the following Lions. DG Jean Getz at ggoetz00@gmail.com. DG Dwayne Turner at dwat39@gmail.com. PDG D'Angelo Jackson at m5djack@yahoo.com. Camp Dogwood will have a retreat on from November 7th through 9th of 2025. There will be a council and board meeting. And there is a form for deciding on what you would like, Friday night dinner, Saturday breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and Sunday breakfast. And meal registration deadline is October 24th at 5 p.m. Let's see. There's a Russell B. Knox Memorial Golf Tournament benefiting the Davidson Housing Coalition on November 10th at the River Run Country Club in Davidson, North Carolina. First service, let's experience one of the Carolinas' premier private golf courses at River Run Country Club. The course's stunning layout showcases the natural beauty of North Carolina with waterfalls, lake inlets, and lush hardwoods, making it a favored venue for major Southeast tournaments, including the Web.com, Chiquita Classic, and the LPGA Symetra Tournament. And the whole sponsors are available for $300 each. Team registration for four golfers is $680. The captain registering the team is responsible for golfer slots. Payment by each registered player day of the event, cash, check, or credit card, $150 per player, and $20 for two mulligans and raffle chances. Each player total, $170. The game will be Captain's Choice Golfer Scramble, two mulligans per player, gross score, no handicap. Cash team prizes include first place $600, second $400, third $200. Prizes for the longest putt, longest drive, and a drawing for mulligan tickets for prizes. There will be KidSight USA screening certification training for Districts 31 NNS on Saturday, November 22nd at the Williamston Lions Club building at 117 South Smithwick Street in Williamston. Arrive by 8:15 for registration and refreshments. The class is from 8:30 in the morning to 12:30 p.m. There's a break included, and the class size is limited to 30 people. You'll have a KidSight USA screener certification overview, the training manual overview, some videos from KidSight USA, a review of the multiple choice test, photoreactive camera training, how to become involved in Lions screenings, and the submission of certification test answers online. Please RSVP by October 15th to District 31N Lion Nan Bajian at 703-786-2985 or District 31S Lion Danny Hall, 919-607-1204. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.